This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is Sabrina Magdalene from our news team. So today we have this report on The Guardian over investigations which found that scammers can create and post ads for fake businesses on Google and Facebook within certain hours. What's the story here, Sabrina?
So the UK consumer organization Which found out how easy it is to promote fake business profiles online. They believe this is worrying because these powerful platforms are enabling fraudulent services in a way. So in the investigation, Which said they created two fake companies. So one of them is a water brand name Remedy that can, quote, help you lose weight and improve your mood, unquote. And the other one is an online service offering, quote, pseudo health and hydration advice, unquote, called National Hydration. So they found out that Google only required users to have a Gmail account to create ads. And while Google did review the submission, it actually did not verify whether the business existed or was legitimate and didn't ask for proof of ID. So they reported that in less than an hour, the ads for both fake businesses were actually approved by Google. They racked up nearly 100,000 impressions in a month. In fact, the fake ad for Natural Hydration appeared above the official NHS Scotland pages when users searched for hydration advice. Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and just for context, news of these findings comes weeks after the authorities announced the launch of a UK scam ad alert system. This is in partnership with platforms including Facebook and Google to help tackle fake ads. I guess now they really have to sit down and review their guidelines across the board, because this isn't just a UK problem. It's a global issue that's affecting all consumers, including us here in Malaysia.
Right. So my personal experience, during the MCO, I actually saw an ad, and this is a local one from KL, and they were selling a spray that works like hand sanitizers. But you only have to spray once in a day, and no germs or virus can sit on your skin after that for 24 hours. They were saying you don't have to keep washing your hands. How convenient, right? And I've actually also been a victim of scam adverts as well. Uh-huh. You know, I once visited the chiropractor who advised me to purchase a backrest for my spine. And the phone probably heard me. And Facebook and Instagram started showing me some ads about the backrest.
Yeah.
And in the excitement of it being convenient, I actually bought it for about 70 ringgit. And unfortunately, it hasn't arrived since last year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with this is that I think when there is an actual product that can really actually do the same thing, when you mention the hand sanitizer 24 hours, no bacteria, it really does sound too good to be true. And, you know, immediately it brought my mind to that deodorant brand or something that says, just use this wipe for once a week and you don't have to use deodorant for once a week. If you compare these sort of similar products, I think the issue there is that, oh, does this actually work? But then you're thinking, well, they happen to sell this in legit places. But if you were thinking of trying out a new product, the problem there is that you might not anymore, because these scams have just kind of ruined the experience for you.
Exactly.
But going back to a report, which the organization says, although Facebook had restrictions on ads that could cause harm, there were still many problems. The consumer group basically used a personal Facebook account that required only an email address or mobile number to set up. Then they created a business page for Natural Hydration and produced a range of posts with pseudo health advice to promote it, which also paid Facebook to promote the page, which garnered up to 500 likes in a week.
Yeah, so Facebook actually later clarified to Which that the page setup did not actually violate its community standards. It said, quote, "We remove harmful misinformation that could contribute to physical harm, such as false health claims, deceptive advertising and scams." But a spokesperson said none of the ads on the pages involve contained harmful content. There were no attempts to sell any products via the fake Facebook page. So meanwhile, a Google spokesperson quoted in the report said that protecting consumers and credible businesses is actually a top priority. They said, quote, "We have strict advertising policies to protect consumers and prohibit ads that mislead users or fail to deliver what's promoted," unquote. So I guess if you see such ads yourself, I mean, please report them, report to them and see what happens, you know. I mean, Google said it removed 2.7 billion ads from its platforms in 2019.
Well, there you go. And on that note, you know, you can share with us your own experiences with ads. Have they been bad or are there any you like? Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. But I will say, though, on that note, I do enjoy the Nescafe ads. You know, speaking of good ads, I think it's always been like a constant presence. And I don't think they're quite pleasant to watch. But anyways, I digress. moving on to Bursa Malaysia. Muar Banli Group Berhad's shares were surging today. What's happening there?
So MBL rose about 26 sen in morning trade, and this is after the group proposed a bonus issue of over 147 million shares on the basis of one bonus unit for one existing unit held. So it says that this is to reward existing shareholders for their loyalty. MBL adds the corporate exercise serves to increase the number of MBL shares held by shareholders with no cash outlay while maintaining their percentage of equity shareholding in the group. So at close today, MBL closed 18 sen higher at RM1.52.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. It's Fatboy Slim with That Old Pair of Jeans. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.